So this farm work is a good opportunity to go abroad and provide for your family and gain some experience and stuff like that, you know. So I will say the farm work program is a good program, and not just for me, other guys can testify about it as well.
Donovan Spence, a resident of Morante Bay in St. Thomas. He's among the first batch of 340 farm workers who left the island for Canada to participate in the government's overseas employment program. Last year, almost 8,000 Jamaicans received employment in Canada through the program, and that number is expected to increase this year.
And this year, based on all the statistics and all the information coming from the liaison service, we expect to see those figures moving forward, so that there will be more opportunities for your brothers who are still in the country waiting an opportunity to go abroad as well.
Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer. The farm work program is highly anticipated and appreciated by many Jamaicans, some of whom have made it a career. Resident of Cascade in St. Anne, Daniel Barrett, is one such individual. He has been going to Canada on the farm work program for over 6 years.
Yeah, experience is good still. Make me feel good away and, you know, build myself out of it. So I ask everyone to just try and get a card and line up yourself. Yeah, well, me and my family well, you know. Because my youth them feel good out of it and so forth, you know. Yes, send them a school and thing.
Fabian Rodney from St. Thomas says the program has helped him to meet the needs of his family.
It has been a really successful program, because without this program, I always trying to do a little farming, but that won't be enough. The crop come and then the thing is just selling for liquor and nothing, so it just can't help. So we're really thankful for this program. It has helped me and my family a lot, and we're just going shining, and we're going to continue to do the good work, and I help who I can help too, differently from my families, so they could feel happy too.
Another farm worker, Calbert Morrison from St. Catherine, says the farm work program is a blessing.
I give God thanks, you know, it motivates us, because I have 3 children, and let me tell you something, they are going to school and it helped me a lot, you know. Sometimes I said, wow, if I were in Jamaica, my child them would suffer, but you know, I glad that I on this program. It's very nice to us. Earning, that's okay, and it continues to send my children to school. Continue to send my wife to market to shopping, so I love it.
Labour Minister Derek Kellyer says changes to the low-skilled program in Canada have negatively impacted the opportunities available in the hospitality and fast food sectors. However, employment in the agricultural sector continues to grow.
Growth is projected in the agricultural stream of the program this year. As a result, we must seek to preserve these programs in the interest of enterprising Jamaicans who want to better themselves, provide for their families, and build their communities, and indeed their country of birth.
Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer. He's urging beneficiaries of the program to continue to demonstrate good qualities on the job as a means of ensuring that others can also benefit. For further information on the Farm Work program, call the Ministry of Labour and Social Security at 922-9500-14 or visit the Ministry of Labour office in your parish.
Hey, Uma, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just let me reserve the canoe, please.
Hey, Uma, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. Or just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.